So I'm going to read an erotic story that I wrote. You can find it on my profile. It's called A Gentle Reminder. All the characters in there are fictional and over 18. Grab a marker and follow me to the shower, whore. Your voice shakes me out of my concentration. I look up from my chores and can tell by the way you look at me that it is in my best interest just not to ask questions. I have a feeling about what's coming, and I start to feel queasy. But you have assured me that you will hang printouts of my most humiliating pictures around my neighborhood if I resist or object. When we arrive in the bathroom, you order me to strip and kneel in front of you. I reluctantly obey. You take the marker from my hand and write my name and surname in big letters on my chest. You know that body writing annoys me, so you tell me that you will write my home address as well, if I even so much eye roll about it. You order me to open my mouth and finger fuck myself while you take out your phone. After recording me for a bit, drooling all over my tits while I'm fucking myself, you open your pants and take out your dick. You see that look in my eyes, the look you have conditioned me to get when seeing your dick. I let out a little moan and start to fuck myself faster. But when you start smiling your sadistic smile, I know I'm in trouble. Hold your thoughts, whore. Think about where we are. You know you won't be sucking my dick just yet. You watch me scrunch up my face when I realize what's going to happen. This amuses you greatly. Ask me for it, you tell me in a commanding voice. But no, daddy, please. Ask me for it, bitch, and ask me nicely. Don't slow down finger fucking that sopping fuckhole either. I whimper for a bit, and you start to become impatient. You slap me across my face and grab my hair. Look, you worthless pile of fuck meat. This is going to happen. You will maintain eye contact with me, and you will act like you love it. The pain from the lashes of my belt will be the least of your worries if you don't start listening. Maybe you want me to invite your colleagues over for a little show later on. I almost faint at the notion. I can't believe this is happening. Why and how did I get myself into this mess? Now stop crying and ask me. I look up to see you recording me again. I feel so helpless and small. I push the words you want to hear out of my mouth. Please, daddy, piss on your property. The filthy factory needs a rinse. Make it nicer. Daddy, will you please piss all over your factory? Please, my factory receive your piss, daddy. Please. With that, you release your stream all over my tits. The warm liquid reminding me what my place is. That was a nice way of asking me. In turn, factory is allowed to come, but only as long as daddy is pissing on it. No, no, please. I thought of denying me for so long, having an orgasm would be a little special. Not like this. Not covered in piss. This isn't what I wanted. You notice the disappointment in my face and make a sarcastic aww sound. Yes, my little whore. I know it's been a while since your last orgasm, and I know this isn't what you had in mind, but this is what daddy wants, so it's happening. Besides, I would take up on this offer if I was you. It's going to be quite a while before you're allowed the next one. I obey and start rubbing my clit. It's so touch-starved, it doesn't take long for me to come. The orgasm is explosive and would have been wonderful in different conditions, but the reality of the situation is preventing me from really enjoying coming. I let myself fall on the floor, crying out of shame. You're such a pathetic whore, getting off on my piss like that. You might think you don't, but I know you love it. I know you love to be my dirty little cum rag. Look at you, rolling around in my piss. I start sobbing harder. I'm so very humiliated by it. Now, what do we say? I don't react initially. I just want to be left alone. Please don't make me interact. Please go away and leave me in my shame bubble. You crouch down and touch my cheek, gently. You've done good. I'm proud of my little fuck toy. I calm down a bit and stop crying. You stroke my side lovingly. But if you don't want me to make you lick my piss while I see if your boss answers your FaceTime call, you do as I say. This notion shocks me right out of my self-pity. The look in your eyes tells me you're serious, and I gather my thoughts as fast as I can while you unlock my phone and go through my contacts. Thank you, Daddy. I didn't quite hear that. Thank you, Daddy, for allowing me to come. Such a good little whore. You put away the phones, give me a warm smile, and turn on the shower. I look up at you, feeling so very, very small and worthless. You tell me how proud of me you are and how much you enjoy this. You help me up from the floor and wrap your arms around me. I snuggle up against your broad chest, feeling very safe in your arms and enjoying the shower. You nuzzle and kiss my neck, and I start to become more grounded again. The feeling of bliss was short-lived, however. As you start washing me gently, you casually tell me, "So, this week I'm having a different friend over every night. You are going to convince them to let you suck their dick. If you get all 7, I will remove one incriminating picture from my phone. If you get under 5, this video is going to be shared to all the social media groups of this very small town you live in." You grin sadistically. "Everyone will see you beg for my piss while you fuck yourself." I freeze in disbelief. I want to cry and scream and punch you. Could you not just let me enjoy one moment? You see the struggle in my face, so you grab my chin and look me in the eyes intensely. Your voice changes. Fucktoy is my property, and has as much a say in what happens to it as a chair has a say on who sits on it. You understand? Yes, sir, I understand. I hope you enjoyed my story. I would love some feedback in the comments. You would really help me with that. Of course, compliments and requests are also welcome. Thank you for listening.